Well, the NERB must consider any project as proposed by a proponent. However, the environmental assessment process is an important part of the project planning for major developments in Nunavut and helps to ensure they can be carried out in a responsible manner before they are approved. The NERB acts as an objective body which weighs the evidence presented to it by the proponent, government, members of the public, Inuit organizations, and others. All of these groups will be involved and will be able to give the NERB's board members evidence and information as to if and how each of them think the project should be developed. At the end of a review, the board must make its recommendation to the government regarding whether it believes the project can be carried out in a way that protects the people and the environment, and what terms and conditions should be attached to project approval. The NERB can, at the conclusion of its review, recommend a project not be allowed to proceed because the risks cannot be appropriately mitigated. The government ministers are responsible for ultimately deciding whether the project is allowed to go ahead or not. These government ministers are bound by the provisions of the Nunavut Land Claims Agreement and cannot simply ignore the NERB's recommendations. It should be recognized that if a company was proposing a really irresponsible development plan, the NERB has the option of recommending that a project not undergo a full review or assessment and instead be returned for modification or completely abandoned. Usually companies are significantly committed to doing what's needed to carry out their project in a responsible manner, so this is rarely an issue.